Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
50-minute mark on the Fan was brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. I got buddies going to Chicago for the game. And one of the reasons I didn't want to go is because I thought late November Chicago would be frigid.
Mm.
51 and sunny at kickoff at Soldier Field.
Nice.
So that's Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group.
Aren't they building an indoor stadium? Is that their deal?
I forget what they're doing.
Like in the suburbs? I think they're closing it off, right? They're not making an outdoor stadium.
I miss the old relics of the game. Like, if that's what's happening and they're moving away from Soldier Field, I've never been inside of it, but I've been to Chicago a lot, and it looks so cool from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
In Lambeau, they've added on to that sucker. It looks awesome. Acrisure Stadium is obviously not in that conversation because it's only been around since 2000, but I feel like it's got the old school stadium feel. And then you see what Cleveland's building, and it doesn't seem right. It's going to be a palace. It looks really cool, but Browns football should be played outside. Bears football should be played outside. Packers football, Steelers football should be played outside.
I think all football should be played indoors.
Well, it will be. You're going to be right. I'm going to be wrong. Lee Sterling is never wrong. He joins us now. It is Dovember from ParamountSports.com. Hello, Lee. The Dolphins, well, they got it right fixing their stadium. I was there for an Orange Bowl back in 2010, and the place was total crap. And now it looks amazing, Lee.
Yep. It's a much, much better venue now. The only problem is parking. Because they have the F1 now and also the tennis, if you're not in the lower bowl, that's like the black or the orange parking, you better pack a lunch. You're going to be walking about a mile and a half.
Oh, man. Well, get your steps in. All right. Yeah. Georgia Tech, a 2.5-point favorite, taking on the Pitt Panthers. ACC title shot on the line. If Georgia Tech wins, they go to the championship game. Pitt needs to win out and get a little bit of help. How do you see this one going in Atlanta?
What's crazy is Georgia Tech, three of their four against the spread losses were as double-digit favorites. So they remain an enigma. They're number one nationally in yards per game, $497, but they lose to North Carolina State, who looks terrible right now, barely squeaked by Boston College, who maybe should go down to FCS. Pittsburgh, no real quality wins here. I just think that Tech can win these virtual pick'em games here, games at home. I like Tech, 31-27.
Oh, come on, Lee. Jeez.
Yeah, Lee, dang it.
Wait, Lee, are you coming to the Pitt-Miami game next week?
I'm setting you up. No, it's Thanksgiving.
I got the
turkey bake-off. Got both of my daughters, you know, baking pies. And even, how about this? My new son-in-law and my youngest daughter's boyfriend, the Jets fan, they are entering a mystery pie. So there's going to be a third pie being judged. So,
real quickly,
I had to break the news to him, though.
Are you a big sweet potato pie fan?
He's key lime, right?
We know he's key lime. I'm just wondering if you like the sweet potato pie, because I got a sweet potato pie for my first time ever today, and it was delicious.
Love it. Anything sweet potatoes. We have sweet potato. We normally don't have it as a pie, but we have it out with the turkey and everything. But I'm all for it. I've had it before and love it. But you got to have, for sure, marshmallows on top.
Patriots giving 8 to the Bengals, Lee.
All right. So who would have thought Patriots would be this good? Drake May just win the MVP if he keeps up this pace here. Cincinnati, I mean, Logan Wilson, I mean, he was getting given a get-out-of-jail-free card. He goes to Dallas. He looks good. Now they're without Jamar Chase. I know Joe Flacco's been pretty good, but they've still lost four or five games without him. And you're like, well, do you want to lay over a touchdown with a team that likes to run the football? But even when they're running out the clock, New England, Trevion Henderson, I mean, he can take to the house, and he's done it a couple times here. He didn't play much early in the year, but he has almost 500 rushing yards now, throwing 26 catches. I like New England. They keep rolling here. They win in cover, 31-21.
All right, big one in the AFC. The Chiefs on the outside looking in. The Colts, a surprise. Chiefs at Arrowhead, given 3 points. Your thoughts?
Back here against the wall for the Chiefs here. Must-win situation here. Boy, did they look bad last week. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, his top three targets down the field, Rice, Worthy, and Downtown Brown. Longest reception was 11 yards. His ball was flat. Colts 8-2, two-game lead here. But how'd they do against good defenses? Well, the Rams, number two in scoring D, lost on the road. Denver, number three scoring defense, 1 point win at home. Steelers, up and down defense, turned the ball over 6 times. Chiefs have the number four scoring defense, just 18.1 points per game. The game is in Arrowhead. Patrick Mahomes bounces back. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Chiefs, 34-23.
Ravens giving 13.5 to the Jets.
All right, so I like two plays here. I love the Ravens here. Ravens will win this game easy, and I like Lamar Jackson over 1.5 touchdown passes. He has labored the last two games, but off bad games, he usually comes back and has big games. Play him over 1.5 touchdown passes, minus 120 as a player prop. Jets spinning the quarter. It lands back on 15-year veteran Tyrod Taylor. 11 years ago, he left Baltimore. Jets have lost the 3 games in which he played quarterback this year. Just 5.5 yards per attempt. It's even worse than Justin Fields here. And how about this? The Jets defense, they have yet to put up an interception this year. Not even one deflection has gone into the hands of their defense here. Another. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Baltimore here, 34-14.
We'll get to the Steelers in a second, Lee, but somebody just texted in. People who love key lime pie drink scotch. Trust me on this. Agree?
Yeah. 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 I love scotch on the rocks. Yeah. Absolutely.
Very good. Bears giving 2.5 to the Steelers at Soldier Field.
Yeah. So I've been to Soldier Field the last couple of years. It's when my daughter sang the national anthem. They should not tear it down. It is a treasure. You go underneath and I mean, you see the locker rooms and everything. You go, you know, everything. I mean, it's still really nice. So I would keep Soldier Field. It has a feel to it. I think it's one of the most sacred stadiums. So I think they're making a mistake here, but we'll see what happens. Pittsburgh's got to go into Chicago, and the Bears are 7-3. Crowd's going to be into it, but there's going to be a lot of Steelers fans here. I think Chicago's a little fraudulent. So they've been winning here with running the football of late and special teams. The kickoff return past midfield set them up for that field goal, and Cairo Santos nailed it. But there's been other weeks where he has not been very good and might betray him there. I think the Steelers have better special teams. What kind of influence does Aaron Rodgers playing or not playing have? Used to be back in the day, he meant 7 points. The line would flip 7 points when he wouldn't play. The line is 2.5. I think at most it's going to go up to 3 if he doesn't play, if Mason Rudolph plays. If Duck Hodges plays, you know, might only go up to 4 here. Right team favorite. Steelers win the game in Soldier Field, 26-20.
Nice, nice. All right, Lee, give us your game of the week.
Yep. Game of the week is going to be the Penn State Nittany Lions laying now down to 8.5 against Nebraska. I have a play on the game and also the total here. Anyone wants to get both of them for free, just call 800-400-9741. Penn State Nebraska may not be a real exciting game, but I think there's two easy winners in one game. 800-400-9741. Also, a lot going on. Our NFL, we're on a 33-11-1 run in the NFL the last 9 weeks. Lee's NFL Sunday golden ticket, 5 selections this Sunday and 3 more weeks, entire month of NFL selections, 5 of them every single Sunday, just $197. Lee's NFL Sunday golden ticket. Also, UFC card tomorrow morning from Qatar starts at 10 a.m. We had a rare losing UFC card last week. Love the card this week. We have 5 selections, including a bonus selection, normally $55, sometimes $25, $35. How about this? $5. 6 total selections in the UFC, $5. Why is it going to be so low? I just want to make sure you have a credit card and a pulse. One place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, you're the man. We appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Lee.
He likes the key lime pie and the bourbon.
Yep.
Or the scotch.
Scotch.
I don't know that I'd be able to tell the difference between scotch and bourbon.
Yes, you can.
Smokiness?
The scotch tastes like leather.
So you don't like scotch?
I like scotch. It tastes like more leather than
you like
bourbon.
The taste of leather.
I like the taste of scotch.
Hmm. What's your favorite? Rank them. Whiskey, scotch, bourbon.
Bourbon, scotch, whiskey.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with whiskey. It doesn't agree with me. Makes me poop.
Does it?
Yeah. Texas brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Let's get down to brass tacks. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we've got odds and ends. Coming up next, we've got some Remember a Guy, which we like to do sometimes on Fridays. Oh, yeah. Guys who played for the Steelers and the Bears.
Oh.
There's some names.
Is there?
Oh, there's some names. You wait until you hear some of these names. Modern names, pre-modern names, names when we come back. It's 9-11. Time to check out the Christmas gift store at Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Odds and ends coming up in 15 minutes. Somebody just texted in and said, are you aware of the Ocho Cinco Debo drama, potential UFC fight? So Chad Ocho Cinco and James Harrison. I have seen some of the back and forth. You know, Ocho slapped up, but all I got to say is if you are a living, breathing human and you are getting into a ring with James Harrison, whatever happens to you, you are asking for.
Like, Ocho knows the deal. Like, if he gets close to James, like, James is going to knock him into another universe.
It's pretty much how much money can I make to get my ass kicked?
I mean, James is still in shape.
Yeah.
Like, really good shape.
We saw him at the softball outing. He actually tackled me at the softball
outing.
He did.
That's
with,
right.
Like, one, maybe 1% of his strength.
Maybe.
Maybe. And it felt like I got hit with a Mack truck.
He's gonna.
Also, we were talking about this during the break. Bill Belichick having to go to his girlfriend's adult cheerleader competitions. My man was sitting on wooden bleachers. I hate to do this. I'm going to do this. Going and supporting your kid at a dance event, obviously, it's the tops. Your kid's doing what they love. You appreciate your kid, blah, blah. Your adult girlfriend at an adult cheerleading competition? That's hell.
Bizarre.
That is hell.
Doesn't he have to, like, film the breakdown?
You would think.
That's bizarre. The fact that she's even in that.
I think that we are only even getting the tip of the iceberg on the weirdness that is that relationship.
No doubt.
We don't have all the information. Pablo Torre, who does that really popular, really good journalism podcast, Pablo Torre finds out they got leaked video of her with Belichick at one of these media sit-downs that they were doing. And I guess it was in preparation for said media sit-down, and they had a PowerPoint presentation, and it's Bill talking about his philosophy of football at UNC, and she was quibbling with the verbiage. She was like, well, that's kind of redundant. She was changing the messaging that Bill Belichick uses for his football team. She also looked like a 45-year-old human being in a
something,
cheer.
Something's just up there, man. Something's just, like, we all know it's weird, but something's even deeper.
I don't even know if we want all the answers on that. All right, you ready to remember some guys?
Yes.
How about this? We got a list of players who have played for both the Steelers and the Bears. And my personal favorite is, you want to guess?
I was trying to think during the break. Like, who played for the Steelers and played for the Bears? Allen Robinson?
He's on the list.
Okay.
My favorite.
Mitch.
Not my favorite.
Well, give me a year.
2000s.
Oh, man. 2000s.
You'll know it the second I say it.
Offense or defense?
Offense.
Ooh, man.
Slash.
He played for the Bears?
Yeah.
When? After?
Mm-hmm.
I do not remember that.
A little Cordell Stewart action. How about that?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
412-928-9370. Johnny from Farrell is calling in. He's the guy who always wants the Steelers to run no tempo, but he's also texted in a bunch of Steelers Bears. You got one for us, Johnny?
Yeah. Merrill Hodge.
Bang. Yes.
I loved him, man. Jesus. Canale, him and Jaworski. You ever notice the only good show on ESPN that means anything, they bury at 6:30 in the morning on
Sunday?
I loved
NFL matchup with Jaws and with Hodge back in the day, man. Back in the day,
you
get ready to watch the Steelers, and it'd be like sports reporters, NFL matchup, and you'd be good to go. It was the best.
Yeah. Now it's just Disney. But anyway.
So you want him to go no huddle, Johnny? Is that why you're calling?
Well, I mean, I did text in about, you know, the guys who like key lime pie, like scotch.
Oh, that was you.
I'm a mentalist. And I bet you if you ask him if he wears socks with sandals and smokes cigars, bang, bang.
Lee, I think that's spot on.
Yeah, that's spot on.
Thank you, Johnny. 412-928-9370.
Who are some other guys?
Mike Tomczak.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Justin Fields.
Yep.
Mitch Trubisky.
Yep.
Merrill Hodge, Jim Miller, Bam Morris,
Bam,
Chase Claypool.
Yes.
That's when I liked Domar. That was one of my worst takes ever. I said, don't trade a potential number one wide receiver out from underneath Kenny Pickett. And then that guy flamed out of the league. And Joey Porter Jr., these last couple weeks, JPJ's playing well.
That was worse than drafting Stridor in the first round?
Santonio played there.
Man,
I did not
that
recall
either.
That. No. Jesse James. Spaeth.
Spaeth, yeah.
If I may, the Bears have always been like my mistress team on the NFC side. Like, I just like the cut of their jib, defense.
Never liked the Bears.
Historical defense, cold weather city. I like Chicago.
I always forget about the Bears. It's like weird.
Really?
I forget that they're even a team. It's very weird. I've never been into the Bears.
You know, last night people were saying it was the Doran Bowl.
It was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Houston, Buffalo.
That's right. Yep.
Dennis in Pittsburgh next up. Hi, Dennis.
Hi. Well, I have obviously Tunch and Armin Watt, who was actually a tenant of mine.
Tunch was the Packers.
I thought he was, or is he from Chicago?
He's from Chicago. He played hockey in Chicago. back in the day.
Okay. All right. Then there was a Chicago. But Armin Watt, who was here for one season, I think 2 years ago, defensive tackle.
Are you sure you're Dennis and you are not Ed Bouchette? You sound a lot like Ed Bouchette.
No, I'm actually as old as he is, but he's better looking, so.
Thank you, Dennis. I don't know that that's good. That's another guy, though, that belongs with a mustache.
Yes. Wansett was a coach for the Bears.
He was. We should have had him on.
Ditka.
What's up with Ditka these days?
He's
still with us?
Yeah, he's still with us.
Okay. Because didn't he get real sick?
He's old.
Okay. Very good. Our guy Brad Spielberger just texted in. The Bears fans thought that Marcus Wheaton was going to be Jerry Rice.
They did.
I say this
every
time.
And the kid from West Virginia.
Hale.
What's his name?
Chris Henry?
No, the receiver.
Kevin White.
Did they draft him like 13th overall or something?
Fifth.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't his fault. He ran a great 40 and then got hurt. He was a hell of a college football player.
He stunk in the NFL. He was worse than I was.
He's a 438.
I played longer than he did.
Yeah, but he got hurt. He would have been a Hall of
Famer. Everybody gets hurt.
Get Dennis, Ed Bouchette back on the line, who votes for the Hall of Fame, and see if he would have put Kevin White in the Hall if he had stayed healthy. I think he would have.
No chance.
That guy was an elite talent. He just couldn't stay healthy. Mm. Injuries. Mm. That's why I never played in the league, by the way.
Injuries.
Kyphosis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm twitchy. Anthony Miller. A lot of mid-wide receivers played for both teams, although he was pretty good in Chicago. Slot guy. I thought he was going to be good here. Wasn't. Cordero Patterson, Doran.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
James Daniels.
Yep.
Mike Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Last but not least, Taco Charlton.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Remember some guys who were Steelers Bears. I loved Cordell. I wish Cordell would have played today.
Yeah, he'd be top of the league.
I think if Cordell, here's another Cordell take I got for you. I feel like if he had just played wide receiver in that era, I hiccuped, sweet potato pie, I think he would have been an all-pro wide receiver. I think he would have been that good. Because he was offensive player of the year in 01.
What about in this era if he'd have played receiver?
I think he'd been great.
Yeah.
I think he'd have been a great receiver. But
either
way. I think he could have been a Pro Bowl quarterback now with the way that offenses utilize guys like that.
Could you imagine him in college now? Like, let's put him in college right now. He'd be insane.
Heisman. Artie insane. Burns.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse James.
You said that?
Tim Worley. I said Jesse James.
Yep.
Terrell Pryor, even in this era, would have been different.
Mm-hmm.
He's still running on that Steelers defense. Lamar Woodley crashed in a little too hard on that one play. Running through infield dirt. You go from playing games at the baseball stadium where Terrell Pryor running like a deer through infield dirt to now they move the franchise to Las Vegas and you got guys like CeeDee Lamb going out to casinos vomiting at 7:30 in the morning. God, how times have changed. Segment brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Coming up next, odds and ends. We break down Steelers, Bears like nobody else.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I was just texting with Noah Hiles, and he said, hey, do you want to grab a beer after the Penguins game tonight? And my response, I don't grab beers after things. I fall asleep during that.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, just,
yeah. Before, if you catch me before, you want to grab beer for the game? Sure. After the game, I'm out.
Hell no.
I'm out.
I will be staying awake to watch the game and fighting through the third period. Love Noah. You want to go out after the game?
I'll be in Atlanta.
Oh, that's right. FaceTime me.
Why?
Because I know where you'll be. So, we'll get to odds and ends in 1 second. Texter writes in about Bettis destroying Urlacher in 05. Steelers were 7-5 in the snow, needed to win out to make the playoffs. Perhaps Jaylen Warren runs over Montez Sweat and the Steelers don't lose en route to their next championship. What do we think?
Sure.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Ready?
Yes.
Odds and ends.
Steelers, Bears.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, if he plays, over under 195.5 passing yards.
I'm going under. I know the Bears have given up a lot of big plays. The Steelers aren't a big play offense, and I think they're going to want to be risk averse, and I think it's going to be more of a running game. So I'm going to go under on 195, albeit slightly for Aaron.
I disagree with that. I'm going to say over. He'll reach 200.
I'm going to go under. Mason Rudolph, if he plays, over under 175.5 passing yards.
I think it'd be roughly the same no matter which guy's in there. I think they'll flirt with 200, fall just short. Ooh, if he plays, I'll go over that number, though. I'll go over 179 for him.
75.
Whatever.
175.5.
Under.
Under as well. Caleb Williams, over under 215.5 passing yards.
I'm going under on that, too. We gave the stat earlier in the show that against the worst two defenses in the league, Caleb Williams was outstanding. And then against everybody else, he's averaging about 215 per game. I'm going under. I think this is a defensive slugfest in the Windy City.
And I'm go ahead.
Under.
I'm going over for Caleb Williams. Jaylen Warren, over under 60.5 rushing yards.
I'm going under on Warren. I think it is a running game for the Steelers, but I think it's by committee. I think even Caleb Johnson's going to get some run. I'm going under 60 for our guy.
Under.
I'm going under as well.
But he will run over Montez Sweat.
I'm going under as well. Kenneth Gainwell.
You had a because, and then I rudely interrupted.
No, never mind. Kenneth Gainwell, over under 25.5 rushing yards.
Over.
What is that again, Len?
25.5.
Over.
I'm going over as well. Caleb Johnson, over under 20.5 rushing yards.
Oh,
I know. That's tough. It's very tough.
I think slightly over. They've been giving him a little bit more burn. And I don't think they want to throw it a ton with compromised Rodgers. I'll go over. Slightly over.
Over.
Under. DeAndre Swift, over under 60.5 rushing yards.
I think they're going to run fairly well. He's going over.
Over.
Under. Caleb Williams, over under 20.5 rushing yards.
Over.
Under.
Over. DK Metcalf, over under 50.5 receiving yards.
Man, I just can't get there with DK. Fewest targets, catches, and yards per game in the entirety of his career. They haven't figured that out. They have been figured out. I'm going under.
Under.
Over. Calvin Austin, over under 25.5 receiving yards.
I'm going under as Roman Wilson appears to have leapfrogged him on the depth chart.
Under.
Under. Roman Wilson, over under 15.5 receiving yards.
I am going over because Roman Wilson has appeared to leapfrog Calvin Austin on the depth chart.
Over.
Over. Pat Freiermuth, over under 15.5 receiving yards.
Boy, I thought last week was going to be his week.
So did I.
And then it wasn't, and then they discovered that Darnell Washington is 311 pounds. It could be a bulldozer. I think it's a big Darnell game. I don't think the same for Patty Fry, so I'm going under.
15.5?
Yep.
I'd say over.
Over as well. Jonnu Smith, over under 15.5 receiving yards.
I just saw a stat that he's played 115 snaps or whatever the last four games. He has one first down.
Jeez.
What the hell? I'm going under.
He didn't even have a yard last week. He had zero. Under.
Under as well. Darnell Washington, over under 15.5 receiving yards.
It better be over. We talked about ways that this offense can be better, and they're not a big play offense. They're a run-after-the-catch offense. Let him set the tone. Play him a ton. Throw him the ball a handful of times. I think they will. I'm going over.
Over.
Over. Roma Dunze, over under 50.5 receiving yards.
I'm interested in the matchup because they've got so many guys. He is the guy. They didn't follow last week when it was Pierre and JPJ. They'll probably just set their guys on each side. But whoever gets Darius Slay is going to eat. So I'm caught in between, but I'll go over because I think he's going to get some Slay.
Over.
Over. DJ Moore over under 30.5 receiving yards.
Under.
Over.
Over as well. Luther Burden over under 20.5 receiving yards.
I loved him coming out.
Me too.
Big play guy. Ramsey over the top. Under.
Under.
Under. Colston Loveland over under 30.5 receiving yards.
Tight ends have eaten against the Steelers this year. He's going to eat a little bit. He'll go over that.
Over.
Over. Kenneth Gainwell over under 2.5 receptions.
Oh, you got to hammer the over, don't you?
I think so.
Over under 2.5 one-handed grabs. I'm going over, baby.
Over.
Over as well. Roman Wilson over under 2.5 receptions.
Over.
Over.
Over as well. Who will play more snaps, Darius Slay or James Pierre?
I think it's going to be Slay, man. I'm going Slay.
Unfortunately, yeah. He's going to play more.
I'm going to go Pierre.
I hope you're right.
Will Aaron Rodgers do the discount double check belt gesture if he throws a touchdown?
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes, he will. During the broadcast, will they bring up that the Bears checked in on a trade for Mike Tomlin?
Ooh, Doran, you're on it.
Yes, I am.
No, they will not.
No.
Yes, they will. Crazy stat. If Rodgers doesn't play, Will Howard will have a pass completion.
Remember that batch game we referenced earlier where he beat the Ravens?
Mm-hmm.
One other player threw a pass in that game. Do you want to guess who it was?
What year was this?
2012. It was not a quarterback.
Antonio Brown.
Nailed it. Lefty, that Antonio Brown.
Yep, he was a quarterback in high school.
Jaquan Brisker picks off Aaron Rodgers to seal the deal 20-17. From? Penn State.
And?
Damn it. He hit me with an and, Harry.
Oh, why don't you know? What the heck? Don't you know anything? See how it feels?
I don't think you're sure about your aunt.
Either Gateway or Woodland Hills. I was sure.
I think he's a Woodland Hills guy.
I was sure, and then I was like, oh, wait. You looking it up?
Yeah.
Okay. Callis, what's your crazy stat?
Darnell Washington.
Gateway.
Yeah, I was right.
Darnell Washington will have a play where he runs through five Chicago Bears. Exactly five. He will run through them. He did three against the Bengals. I think this time it's going to be five. It'll be a 30-yard run, and we're all going to yell and scream and be happy about it.
The only reason it wasn't five against the Bengals is because he was headed out of bounds. If two more guys had come at it, like he would have dragged the entire damn defense into the end zone. Damn it, Harry, you're right, dude. Because I'm talking about Bettis Urlacher. He's going to be the one to have the postcard.
Yep.
To have the posterizer dunk kind of picture. There you go, odds and ends.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I was so confident about Woodland Hills. Oh, well.
You had no idea.
What are you talking? Well, clearly I didn't.
Right. You're like, I think you went to Woodland Hills.
I got it wrong. But when you said Woodland Hills,
you didn't know he was from Pittsburgh.
Yes, I did. What are you talking about?
You thought he was from Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio. We give our Sunday game balls on a Friday. And our final Steelers-Bears predictions coming up next. We'll give a bonus prediction for Pitt, Georgia Tech. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. All right. It's time for Sunday game balls on a Friday. Would you like to start with your prediction, Doran, and give out some game balls, predictive game balls?
Man, like I've been on the Bears all week, but you know, with Aaron Rodgers, and I just read an article or I read something somewhere that he looked pretty good on yesterday in practice. I'm switching, of course. I do this all the time. I think the Steelers win 27-19.
Harry?
I'm going to maintain my prediction. 28-23, Steelers win. Darnell Washington is a beast in this game.
Who's your player of the game? Rodgers.
My player of the game.
Discount double check.
Man. It's kind of hard not to go with Rod. You know who I'm going to go with? Roman Wilson. I think he gets open. And, you know, obviously his snap count has risen. I think he really emerges as like, oh, okay, like Roman Wilson can be the number two wide receiver. He's going to have four catches tomorrow or Sunday. Four catches. And a touchdown.
And hopefully the touchdown comes not in garbage time. That's been his deal.
He's going to go off.
He ran a great route on the pass from Mason Rudolph. Great concept, too, from Arthur Smith, who people are down on. I am also down on the Steelers' offense. I'm buying into the Steelers' defense right now, so I have them losing 20-17. I just think with Rodgers being compromised, their inability to run the ball, which is the weakness, one of the weaknesses for the Bears' defense, I don't love it. My players of the game, two guys from the Bears. Kevin Byard, safety, who's got 5 picks on the year. That's how they win games. 22 turnovers, bunch of picks, plus 16 turnovers. It's kind of like looking in a mirror, in a way. Mm-hmm. Although I think the Steelers' defense is better. And then I'm going Darnell Wright, the right tackle.
He's a beast.
He is a beast.
Where'd he go, Tennessee?
He did. He's from West Virginia, Dana Holgorsen didn't bother to recruit him. Dana. But Darnell Wright, I think they're going to leave him on an island at times with Watt. And I think these are the kind of guys that give Watt trouble.
Yeah.
So I think at the end of the game, people are going to be talking about how quiet Watt was here in Pittsburgh, but I think in Chicago, they'll be singing the praises of Darnell Wright. I hope I'm wrong. I do, because I want this win to set up for a titanic matchup next weekend. All right. I guess Starkey and Donnie are at a 84 Lumber somewhere.
Yes.
All right, they're coming up next on a Donnie Football Friday. Doran, I'm going to eat 3/4 of a dang sweet potato pie before the night is over.
Have fun.
I'm going to have it with my Mad Elf beer.
Have fun.
Oh, my God. I'm going to watch Jingle All the Way.
Nice.
Not hang out with Noah Hyles. It's going to be a great night.
Yeah, I'm going to have a great night, too.
In Atlanta, what are you going to do? Any place you're planning on going to? Just don't be caught puking at 7:30 in the morning. That's all I'm saying.
I'm allowed to.
Good point.
I don't have a game.
7 p.m. kickoff.
Yeah.
And you're not playing.
Nope. Mm-hmm. I'll be ready to roll.
Mm-hmm. All right. Harry, have a great weekend.
My Rock Band set comes in today. I'm so excited.
The kind of fun he's going to have couldn't be further from the kind of fun that you and I are going to have tonight.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are we supposed to drink tonight? You could drink that game and play it. You'd probably fail out every time, but...
Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 50, low of 41. For kickoff, Steelers-Bears in Chicago, high of 51 and sunny skies.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.